Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you?
Oh.
Jinx, bless for life.
Ah, bollocks.
Sickener. Now you can't.
Now I have to get a dead arm.
No, you just can't talk for the rest of the episode.
Oh.
Or life.
Will we just explain where we are?
Yeah, why not?
Does that make sense?
Explain it to me.
Because it's a different atmosphere and it just feels slightly weird.
We're in Hold My Drink setup.
Yeah.
There's
a flower beside me, a plant I'm in. Artificial plant.
Don't give away all the secrets.
Oh, it's a real plant. It's watered every day. There's lots of backlight and I feel very vulnerable. Because I'm not in my home, my usual habitat.
But this was our old gaff.
This used to be the gaff we were in.
Yeah.
Until we moved gaff down to the other gaff that was on the same floor.
But we're not there today. The video studio. Go Loud have a video studio where Talk and Bollocks film their stuff and Hold My Drink film. That's where all the clips are. You'd recognise them.
How are we getting on?
I'm good, man. Yeah. How are you getting on?
Yeah, not bad.
Stressed to bits about the live show?
Absolutely up the walls. Yeah, the live show's coming up. Tickets are still available. We sold out Vicar Street twice.
Yeah.
And this is the trilogy.
Mm-hmm. The third one.
Big one.
Yeah, it is.
Halloween one.
Yeah.
On the lead up. Our niche. Love it.
I know. A little
so
bit spooky.
So much work's gone in. It's going to be great. But for some reason, the ticket sales haven't been as good as the last ones.
Yeah.
And we don't know if that's because it's a Sunday or you just don't like us anymore. Or
Darren's taking a very...
He got a scooter and you've seen him in town on the scooter and we're very upset by it. But
it could be a number of things. But we're putting a lot of effort into the show and it will be a good night. But I don't know. Like, it's a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
A lot of work goes into it and I don't know.
A couple of months work goes into it. So we're kind of like at a point where we don't know when the next one could be.
Yeah, this could be the last one.
Possibly.
I'm not saying it is, but it could be the last one.
We're not just saying that to sell tickets, but we're saying it because it could be.
Yeah.
There's no plans to formally stand down, stall it.
Yeah.
Stall it the stage show.
Yeah, we're saying it'd take a fucking year before the next one.
We first sat down and started working on this in August. 2 months. And we have another 3 weeks to go.
But you want to put that amount of work in because what you get back from the audience.
Yeah, I think they're very good
And they're very invested in it and they love it.
Yeah.
We're like, let's do a third one.
We hemmed and hawed about telling people, but it might be a good while before there's another chance.
Mm.
And we've actually spoken to a few fans, serious fans of the show. And Dave, I think it's to all of us, they've said, I had a great time and I'm hoping to go. And I'm saying,
maybe
don't miss it.
Maybe they'll strike on the last week. Our listeners are loyal. They wouldn't do that to us. So come on out.
Get your friends. Get a bunch of yous. Book the night off in the calendar. Block it off and say, we're heading down to Vicar Street.
You can get the last bus home as well.
Yeah.
You'll still be able to get the last bus. Don't be worrying about taxis.
Yeah, unless you're going to Joe's after party. I won't say the venue yet, but he's been planning that.
Oh.
The spice bag truck going to be there.
Spice bag truck.
Allegedly.
Could be there.
Depending who's gone. How many's gone.
It's become code now. This morning he said to me, if the ticket sales don't get to a certain level, he's not bothered bringing the truck.
Sure, why would you?
It needs to be worked. Well, it's a business, lads.
You're going with the intention of the spice bag being a part of your night out, you need to get a friend to go to ensure that the spice bags are there.
Yeah, it's definitely subjective to numbers.
He's playing hardball with us.
Blue ball, which is...
don't know what's up with him today.
Lads.
It's this part as well as the huskiness of his voice.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Hey, come on.
How are you anyway? All things considered.
Yeah, grand, yeah. Just waiting on the dog.
Waiting on the dog?
He's getting delivered on a drone.
That's
what they're doing nowadays, delivering things on drones.
So. You probably would a chihuahua.
Imagine. Yeah, I seen someone getting a fucking takeaway the other day on, they post a video of it getting delivered on a drone.
Yeah.
That's mad.
The future is here.
I just want to buy something for the sake of it because it comes on a drone. And then just say, keep that.
You're probably within the... Because it's the McDonald's in Blanchardstown, isn't it?
Is it?
I think that's what it is. That does it.
You'd hear it before you seen it.
That drone would fly over your area and you'd just see loads of young flits scattering thinking it's the guys. Fucking legs.
Yo, bro. Yo, bro. Is that a McDonald's floating in the air? Yo, bro. Leg it. How's the scooter?
You got a... It fucking arrived, man. I bought something off the internet on a Chinese website and it bleeding arrived.
It actually came.
Actually came.
What the fuck?
But when I have a start, and it's not really a story, but you know, the delivery drivers, they send you a text message saying, we're going to be at your house between 12 and 1. I fucking had stuff to do that day, but I was like, I'll wait around because I want to get the scooter. And he didn't arrive, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
So then I waited on Friday and he still didn't arrive. So on Saturday, so I called the delivery service and he said, oh, you can come to the depot like at 9 tomorrow morning if you want to pick it up. Then I went to the depot and it wasn't there. And he said that delivery driver was out with it and he was dropping it back to me gaff.
It's on a drone.
It was on me roof the whole time.
On a drone.
It's on me fucking
hovering
roof.
For like 3 days over your gaff.
But I got it. And now I don't walk anywhere. I don't use my legs anymore.
You were going beside us there a couple of minutes ago when we were outside on the way in and you're very fucking tall on it and it's quite scary to look at.
My skewer, yeah. What do you want to know about my skewer? I don't walk anymore.
I want to know why you're so tall on it.
I'm just tall in general and that adds another foot. So I'm just look like a freak show well, going
like, around. The wheels are very high on it, like, aren't they?
Yeah.
They look higher than usual.
Yeah. Because
the base of it is quite high.
Yeah, because the wheels are
high.
Big. High. It's a real high base. Yeah, it's a tall scooter. Because I'm a tall man, so I had to get a big scooter. Didn't want to be going around on a little fucking razor.
I'd have sold you my Fido bike. I told you that. I'd have given it to you for $250.
It was broken. You're trying to sell me.
Fixed.
Trying to sell your mate a broken bike.
They're going for a G.
You can't fix them. See them Fido bikes. People get them and they break after 2 months. Punctured wheels, can't get the new tubes or anything. Like, you know, they all get wrecked. And they're all made of plastic and all them Fido bikes, so the screws and all get battered and stuff.
Mm.
I want you to come in on it as well. Like, I don't want to take away...
Would you collect me on that?
This here? No, it'd break.
What the fuck are you trying to say? Oh, we're just too tall, aren't we? Is that what you mean? Yeah, we're just too tall, yeah.
Imagine me and you going around sharing a fucking scooter.
Eyes look great.
I'd love to see
candid
you.
Camera.
I'd love to see you coming down O'Connell Street on a Fido bike.
I wouldn't have the fucking head for it.
People would be chasing you.
People going, Darren, scream at a few crisps there, fucking skewer, fucking fool.
Is that why you wouldn't do it? Because you'd be recognised.
Yeah.
You can wear like a scarf or something around.
The guards would just stop me.
No, they wouldn't.
Then I'd take it down and everyone would see that it's me and I'd be even more embarrassed.
Oh, Darren Cohen's getting nicked.
Wearing a fucking balaclava on the thing he was. Going past the spoil.
It would work in your favour. Everyone thinks you're like the everyman.
I am though.
But if you come in a Fido bike, you're like, he's like one of us.
I'd go on an electric bike. I wouldn't go on a scooter.
Well, a Fido was an electric bike.
I'd go on one of them. But not that one because I'm too big for that one.
You're not too big for that one.
The thing's creaking when I'm on it.
That's because the wheel's punctured. Get the
saying Darren Conway going through town on a Fido, thing pure creaking. Like he was going up a flight of stairs. Big lump.
It would be a sight.
It would be. Arsenal.
It's like, do you ever see the really, really tiny bikes? Like the clown bikes?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what you'd be like on a Fido bike.
Yeah. And when you're heavier, I think the battery drains quicker.
Yeah.
Because the weight, you. Like, it's normally a couple of umplers going around on them, like, not together on the one bike, just like small 16 year olds, like, flying around.
Yeah.
And then you've got like a 32 year old ape of a thing trying to go around. And the little horn on it, no.
And you?
Not a me now, anyway.
The little horn.
No, the fucking. On the bikes, like, loud enough. Fucking.
Man, they're deadly, honestly. I fucking love them, especially when you get into town. As soon as you hit traffic and you're just zipping past everyone, you're just like, haha, who looks like a fool now? You're sitting in a big
Yeah, but you have to be aware that no one really likes you.
Ah, they do. They don't care. People don't give a shit, man. Just get on an electric yoke and float around town.
Float? Go on a float, boys.
Pure float.
Pure floating. Smell of piss and shit out of you.
Did you ever hear of Ming the Tiger?
Ming the Tiger?
Ming of Harlem.
Is he in Dublin Zoo?
Not quite. So, what year are we talking here?
1996.
In 2003.
No.
September 30th, almost exactly 21 years ago. Man named Antoine Yates.
I know.
31-year-old taxi driver from Harlem in New York. Right. He arrives at hospital. And he says, oh, my pit bull bit me. And the doctors are examining him and saying, the pit bull didn't do this now. This is a pretty big bite.
Got bit by a tiger? Or a lion, what you say?
It's an XL bully.
The doctors look at this and go, this is no dog. What's going on here? So they...
Was he in his senses when he got bitten by a dog?
In his senses?
Like, how would he not say it's a fucking lion?
It wasn't a lion.
Or a tiger.
I told you it's Ming the Tiger.
Same fucking thing. Just one has stripes.
I've given it away already.
One has stripes and the other one doesn't. Like, fucking loud.
Well, your man, Antoine, he knew what had bitten him.
But he told him it was a pit bull.
Yeah. Because he knew they'd call the police. Because they're in New York City.
Okay.
They're going, what's going on here? So they called the police and the police said, we're just going to pop over and have a look at this fella's apartment. And
no warrant. Straight in. Where's this pit bull? Where's this XL bully?
Yeah, so the police went to the apartment and I think it was two police officers went on their own and they knocked on the door and they could hear a tiger inside.
Take it. How would you even know?
Well, I'd say it's pretty distinctive.
In an apartment? A tiger in an apartment?
A 5-bedroom apartment, actually.
Oh, public penthouse. Housing.
Well, no, it was a...
Public housing?
The flats in Harlem, yeah.
I'm going to New York.
Mm. So the police officer said, well, I'm not going in there. So they call for a bit of backup and I think a few more, slightly more tiger trained police officers show up. They drilled a hole in the neighbor's wall. They stuck a little camera through and they're like, yeah, big fucking tiger in there.
Jesus.
And then they went in. Oh, they took a police officer went and abseiled from the roof.
Big operation.
Yeah. He went down a few stories and there's a great picture of this. Ming the tiger is inside and he sees this fella at the window. Presumably the first time he's ever seen anyone at this window because it was on the 5th or 6th floor. And Ming like leaps up at the window. And the police officer now says he felt like the whole building shook. Like that's how big this tiger was. They had a vet there who'd given this police officer a tranquilizer gun. So he's there holding on to the rope and shooting through the window. And the tiger goes down. Police go in. They find an alligator in the bathroom.
What?
Yeah. And they give Ming, big tiger, give him a few more drugs and take him off.
They said it was another animal.
No, I think that was it.
I wonder
how it's doing there. I was a chicken.
Well, chickens come into it because it turned out the police were kind of going, how has this happened? And it seemed it was actually kind of an open secret in this block of flats and probably around that part of Harlem that there was a tiger living in there. He used to eat 9 kilos of raw chicken a day, Ming. So Antoine, his owner,
amateur,
he'd come home every day with this huge bag of chicken. And people would be joking, going, oh, eat a lot of chicken, Antoine. And he's like sliding through the door so the tiger doesn't get out going, yeah, I love chicken. Then there was another neighbor who said the smell of
shy,
horrendous animal piss.
Around
the place because he'd pour it out the window.
Oh my god.
Well, like on their windowsill.
Did he teach his tiger to go in a bucket or something?
Well, apparently he used to
scraping it up with a bucket.
I mean, it's a fully grown tiger.
Yeah.
In the apartment. He used to have like dolls and toys and stuff that he'd do training with it. And the reason it bit him was because he picked up a stray cat. A little cat called Shadow, apparently. Brought it home and Ming went for Shadow and Antoine jumped in. Put his body on the line to protect the little cat.
Jesus.
And Ming bit him.
So why did he have a tiger?
Why wouldn't you?
He liked tigers. He bought it from an animal rescue place somewhere else in America and drove it back to New York.
I like zebras. You don't see me fucking buying a zebra and putting in the sitting room, or robbing one even and putting in my sitting room.
Yeah, well, I guess Antoine's a man of his convictions. Like, he likes
it.
You're giving him credit. I don't, you're like discrediting Darren.
He's living life on his own terms.
I don't know why I said zebra. I don't really like zebras.
That's not nice. Why don't you like zebras?
Hippo or something.
Yeah, you should get a hippo. That's dangerous.
His mom, you could get a hippo. Antoine's mom, she was charged with endangering the welfare. This charge was dropped, but she was charged with endangering the welfare of 8 young relatives and foster children by raising them for a period in the apartment with the tiger.
She was charged.
She was charged. The charges were dropped, but and there's a person who had rented a room from Antoine, and they've done an interview since and say, yeah, the first day I walked in and this big tiger walked out of the room down the hallway and I was terrified. But before long, we all got to know each other.
What the fuck?
I just rented a room in an apartment and...
And there's a tiger.
Roommate is a tiger.
I'd be onto the RTB here. You said no pets allowed. This fella's a tiger.
Ming,
it's a 5-bedroom gaff though. It's a big gaff.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's not lose sight of that.
What happened to the alligator? Or crocodile? Which one?
Alligator, I think it was.
They're the same
caiman.
As well, no?
Caiman, they're alligators, aren't they? Yeah, I think. I don't know.
Caiman's a different thing.
What the fuck's a caiman?
Similar.
They're all the fucking one.
He's right. Say a crocodile and be done with it. There's a crocodile in the bath.
There was a big snappy lizard.
Oh, then, yeah. I know them.
It's not quite an alligator, but it's pretty close.
It looks like one, though.
Yeah.
Like, if I seen one in the street, I'd say there's a alligator.
You'd leg it.
I'm not saying it's a what?
Caiman.
Look, there's a caiman. It's not in my vocabulary.
No, it is.
I still wouldn't say it. Look at that fucking caiman. Imagine going to a zoo and seeing a lot of fucking alligators saying, look at the caiman. Amy, just look at me like, fuck.
You cheap bastard.
You should do that from now on. Anytime you say, there's a bleeding caiman.
Fuck's a caiman.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people in there. The block of.
Apparently, he just opened the door and he came in.
God. That's not a
lad's focus.
That's not a crocodile, son. That's a caiman. That was a good one, though. Give him that one.
Oh, yep. Do you like that? That's going in the book.
Do that at the live show.
I will, yeah.
He's going. What are you saying, Owen?
We'll do a spot the difference between it. We'll see. We'll bring an alligator, a crocodile, and a caiman out on stage, live ones, and you'll have to see. You'll have to like differentiate the them. There's another one as well. There's a caiman, and then there's something else. There's like four. They all look the same.
They're the same fucking thing.
Anyway, the caiman in the apartment in the flat was 6 feet long.
So it was a crocodile,
and he lived in a little tank.
Ah, it's a bat.
To keep him apart from the tiger.
Was he friendly?
One built a big sandbox in Ming's bedroom. Ming had his own room.
Paying rent.
Was he going into him or not?
Yeah.
Friendly with him?
Oh, he said later on, Ming would only fall asleep if he was like lying beside me.
I'd love that. I'd love it. Wouldn't you love a tiger?
Oh, yeah. You're the man who couldn't handle training his own dog not to shit in the house, right? And now you want to take on a tiger.
I still can't. There's a big brown stain on me blading sitting around carpet now. I thought I was doing well.
What are them cats that people have that are just like, what are they called with the ears that pin back and they're just like really vicious looking?
Cats are dogs.
No, it's a cat. Like it's a
sphinx.
I think it's one of them, yeah.
Like was it a hairless one?
Yeah. Horrible. They're fucking horrible, man. Yeah. They're real scary. They call them sphinxes and clearly a cat like.
Doesn't look like a lion or a human.
Anyway, there you go. And Ming then. So Ming was taken from Antoine. Antoine was very upset about this. Said, I never treated him or never put any other people in danger.
Too right.
Yeah, then Ming was moved off to a nice wildlife rescue centre where he
like a zoo?
Lived out his days. Yeah, but...
Well, that's not the place for him, is it?
The Berlin Centre in Ohio.
No.
He lived there for another 16 years.
I should be putting him into the wild.
Apartment. He had lived in the apartment for 3 years. 3 years with a tiger in your apartment.
And he was chuffed.
And he was happy out until the cat came into it. I wonder if he hadn't got the cat... How long would it have lasted?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think you should get a bleeding tiger. Don't be getting a chihuahua. Do, 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 do.
There's chihuahua.
There's more tigers in captivity in the US than in the wild.
Go on.
Go on, that's on, don't you?
There's more. What was it? There's more.
Just
There's more.
They're singing Chihuahua songs.
Get tickets to the show.
Chihuahua.
It's a good song. Oh, Chihuahua. There's more.
I hope this is recording. Imagine this wasn't recording.
Than there is in the world.
Yep.
Jesus.
In captivity in America.
In America?
Than in the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
Ah. In the world?
Oh, Jesus.
Sing it again.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Love to hear that at a football match.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Chihuahua.
Okay.
That's a good fact, though.
There you go.
Thanks for that story.
Is that wild animal in general or just tigers?
Tigers.
Well, that's good. That means they're keeping them alive because they're an endangered species. And there's no wild anymore. There's no such thing as the wild.
It's all apartments now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
all the wild.
Nah, it's all apartments, blocks.
It's farmland. There's no such thing as wild.
There's no such thing as wild.
Just like public land. Like if there's land, can I just go take it? Can I go to the Amazon forest and say this is mine?
No, because that would belong to whatever country, probably Brazil.
So the country owns it.
Like it can't go on.
It's not wild then.
It's no such thing as a safari anymore.
It's wild.
It's not wild. If someone owns it, then it's not wild. They can do what they want with it. Then it's owned.
It's still, I think you don't understand what wild means. If they,
yeah, my back garden is wild.
It means they're off your head. He's wild, yeah, man.
He's wild.
So say the Wicklow Mountains, you go up there, you consider that.
It's owned by Wicklow County Council, Wicklow Coco.
They don't own the mountains.
They do.
The mountains own themselves. No one can own a mountain.
And then people buy, like people own land on Wicklow Mountains.
It can still be wild though. If it's not farmed or maintained in any way by people, if there's no fences up, it's wild.
Yeah, but there's no tigers in Wicklow.
There is.
There's not. Is that?
Yeah.
There is. Go up and have a look. Ming is up there.
There's sheep.
There's some sheep, yeah.
Nice ones.
There's no such thing as wild sheep, though. It's all fucking.
Is there any sheep in zoos?
Yeah, they have pet in zoos. But like farm.
Is there a section of sheep in Dublin Zoo?
Yeah.
Pointless.
Pigs and chickens and all that.
Ah.
Ah, Jesus. Ah.
There's nothing wild.
No such thing as wild. It's a.
No. There's Antarctica.
That's not wild. That's.
Desolate. Barren. That's barren land.
Still wild. It's polar bears wandering around. Do you think that's a controlled environment?
They all have collars on and all. They're all. They've all been chipped and they're all being monitored by GPS trackers and all that shit. All being monitored and watched and everything. Yeah. There's no such thing as wild anymore. It's gone. They're all being taken care of.
There's so much to get upset about there.
There's a lot to think.
Yeah, they're all being tracked. Every
animal in on it. They're all.
Do you think every animal in the world is being tracked?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all chipped and microchipped and all. They're all keeping an eye on them to see fucking, oh, this is endangered. Stick a collar on him. Oh, this one's endangered.
Many's left.
Stick him in the zoo.
Many's left kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all watching them.
What's classified as endangered? How many's left there?
Yeah, where'd he going? Where'd he going? Well, are you running out of ice blocks to
Would you
up?
Say every animal in the whole world is chipped?
What do you think? Do you think I'd say that?
What do you think, Darren?
Yeah.
I win though. I'm right, you're wrong. Don't look it up. But you know what I mean, any endangered animal in the world like tigers and stuff, they're being monitored very closely.
That doesn't make them any less wild though.
They think they're wild, but there's people like hiding in bush costumes looking at them and all.
Yeah, and they think it's a bush, but they're like filled by it.
Yeah, they think they're in the wild, but really it's like the Truman Show of the wild world. You see it all the time.
Every animal in the world is microchipped.
Even in the South Pole and North Pole, like that, all the polar bears, all the grizzly bears, all the teddy bears are being watched. All the panda bears, they're endangered as well.
All the penguins are actually scientists dressed up.
Yeah, waddling around in their little costumes. Cute them. Cute little scientists.
Little cuties.
They're being watched. They have cameras set up all, you know, it's all on BBC.
Yeah, sure, fuck. Yeah, sure. Jim Carrey's in a rhino.
He's in a rhino's arse, but watching everyone. Jim Carrey's always
that from real. Like they took that from real life.
That's documentary footage. Him coming out of that.
That's not even a film.
Ace Ventura. It's a documentary.
Oh, God. You rattled some cages there. Now.
I'm only had to see these. I've seen
that. They didn't lend that on. Oh, that's mad.
Speaking of digging into the ground, who do you think dug the deepest hole ever?
Oh, me in Balbriggan in 2001. I went all the way to Australia, lads.
Did you?
I dug straight down and
did you?
Bumped into some fella and went, "G'day, mate." I said, "I'm going back to Balbriggan."
Nice. What do I think the biggest hole is?
Two questions. How far do you think they got and who do you think did it?
Not very far.
You're wrong. Oh. Well, I mean, I'll give you the distance and you'll probably say that's shit, so.
What's the distance?
8 miles.
Shy.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
No, it's pretty good. By one person?
No, it was a country.
Australia?
No.
Somewhere in Africa?
It was during the Cold War.
Russia?
Yeah.
What was the reason?
Partly for, you know, research, but also just to say we dug the biggest hole.
I love it. That's so petty.
Posturing, you know.
I love it.
Like, 8 miles. That's the moon. Okay.
8 mile hole.
We'll get
like,
to the car.
8 mile hole is really impressive.
Yeah. Taking ages to do that.
Years.
The bottom of the hole was 190 degrees.
Celsius?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
That's very hot.
That's so fucking hot.
It's warm.
That's my air fryer is 200 degrees. That's
comfortable.
If it wants to be.
If it wants to be, if you left it on for a while. So it's like an air fryer down there.
Ninja yolk. Double draw. Chips on one side, nuggets on the other. What?
Yeah, is it still open?
I don't know. I don't think it wasn't very wide.
Did they cover the hole?
We'll put a little manhole cover over it.
Yeah.
A little lid.
That's a good question. Is it still there?
Just put one there.
Cola super deep borehole.
The bottle cap on it. Twist on it. Stick that on there.
In 1989, it was done in the Kola Peninsula, which is right up the very top of Russia on the border with Norway.
Right. Which
apparently is a mad place. Absolutely nothing except basically blizzards and snowstorms and watchtowers for the Russians and Norwegians to watch each other.
I love it. I think borders for countries are interesting.
Mm.
Especially like those two. Really peaceful country and a really aggressive country, like South Korea and North Korea. That's stuff. Kind of want a tiger now. Thanks for listening. As we said in the podcast, and maybe it was taken out, get yourself tickets to the live show, October 20th, only around the corner. Tickets on Ticketmaster.
It's only there. If you're not there, well, you'll miss out.
And we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Stala Podcast.
See you later.